morning, brothers and sisters.
我们今天讲到的题目是道成了肉身。
And today the topic is the word became flesh.
经文呢是约翰福音的1章1到14节。
It's in the John chapter 1, verse 1 to 14.
其实我们今天的讲道是我们接下来一系列的这个约翰福音讲到的第一次。
So today is the first lesson of the series of lessons to follow.
我希望呢，我们系统性的用每个主日的讲道呢，把约翰福音整个的讲一遍。
So we like to go over entire book of John.
这样可以帮助我们全面的来了解耶稣基督他的生平。
So we can really have a very thorough understanding of Jesus' life.
他的言行。
And how his conduct.
他的事工。
And his ministry.
还有最重要的他是谁。
And the most important, who he is.
他跟我们的关系应该是怎么样。
What's his relationship with us?
约翰福音呢？ 是四卷福音书中比较独特的一卷。
And so the book of John is actually one of the more unique ones in the older gospel books.
虽然整本的新约福音都是用古希腊文写成的。
Even though it was all written in the ancient Greeks.
但是呢，约翰福音神学家呢，通常认为它是特别的像这个。 讲希腊语的人写的一本,
and then actually the scholars think that it's a written tour for the people who actually speak Greek.
在当时的古代的中近东，包括东部的环地中海的地区，希腊文是国际通用语言。
So the Greek actually is a more common language in the Middle East at that time.
类似于今天在全世界英语的地位。
And it's the same as that we speak English in nowadays.
所以新约圣经为了让更多的人能够读得懂，他们这些书卷呢都是用希腊文写的。
And so the for the author wanted the people to understand more, so they use the language of the Greek.
我来问大家一个问题：如果你只用一个词来描述神，
If you only want to use one word to describe God,
你会用什么词？
What word will you use?
想一想。
I want you to think about this.
今天这个约翰福音的作者约翰呢，他选了一个希腊词。
The author of the book of John chose the one word, is the Greek word.
我们今天学一点点的古希腊文，只学一个单词。
We just learned one word today.
这个词呢是 logos.
Logos.
这个词呢，其实本来是一个很普通的、很常用的词。And
that's very common and used very ordinary.
它用作动词的时候呢，这个词根就是表示说话的、说的这个动作。And
so when you use a verb, it actually is kind of more like a speaking.
如果做名词的时候呢，就是说出来的话。If
it's a noun, it's just the word that's speaking.
在这个古希腊语里面呢，它本来是这个说话话语。
And so it actually is described as a word.
我们看到这个约翰福音的英文的翻译的时候呢，大部分的翻译也直接把这个 logos 翻译成 word.
And so if you see the most common translation, translate to word.
因为人说话呢，它需要通过脑子，要有理性，所以后来呢，这个词呢又引申变成有理性的意思.
So when we speak, we have to go through your brain, so also interpret as a reason.
你的理性呢需要有逻辑。 所以呢，后来又引申有逻辑的意思。So
when you have the reason, you have a logic. So also describe as a logic.
所以你看英文的这个 logic 逻辑这个词呢，词根就是从希腊文 logos 来的。So
if you see the English word, the logic is coming from the logos.
你讲话有理性、有逻辑之后呢，你还可以有智慧。So
when you have a word and reason, logic, you need to have a wisdom.
所以后来就引申出来又有智慧的含义在里面。And
so also coming out as a wisdom.
你在这一切之外呢，还是要有秩序。And
then beside that, you need to have an order as well.
所以这个词后来又引申有秩序的意思。And
also describe as a order.
这个希腊呢，古代的时候产生了很多位非常有智慧的哲学家。And
Greek has many many philosophers filled with wisdom.
他们去观察这个世界、这个自然界、整个宇宙的时候。Very
often they observe the whole universe.
他们被这个世界的和谐、被它的宏大所震惊了。And
they're shocked at the harmony of the universe.
所以希腊的哲学家呢，他们用 logos 这个词来描述 宇宙的终极的原理。
So Greek philosophy used the logos as the ultimate principle of the universe.
很多时候呢，这个别人会跟我说，说你们信神，信有这个创造主，这是现代科学没有产生之前人们愚昧的想法。
And so a lot of people think that before the creator, can you repeat again one more time?
Yeah. Sorry, it's a too long. 就是你们信神，信有一个创造主。
If you believe there's a creator,
这个是在现代科学产生之前愚昧的表现。
And this is before the science, that is a very foolish manifestation.
恰恰相反。
But on the contrary,
比方说我们了解到的。提起名字，我们知道的几个伟大的科学家。
We know there's many very famous scientists.
我前几周曾经讲到有一个伟大的科学家叫帕斯卡。
And so there was a very famous scientist, Pascal.
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 啊，他说过很有名的话，他说，神创造人的时候，在人的心里面留了一个洞，这个洞呢，只有神他自己可以填满。
And so what he said that when God created man, he left a hole in our hearts, only God can fill it.
我们知道这个过去最伟大的物理学家牛顿。
And so we know the most famous physics, Newton.
牛顿研究物理其实是他业余时间做的事情。
And so he only studied the physics during his leisure time.
他主要的工作呢是研究神学。
And then his main work actually studying theology.
我在去了解爱因斯坦的时候，发现他也是相信有创造主。
And when Einstein, when I studied that, he also believed there is a creator.
我们当代华人中最有名的物理学家是杨振宁。
And so there's one very famous Yang Zhenling, the scientist in Chinese, is among Chinese.
我不止一次的我看到他在公开场合。他说他是相信这个宇宙是一定有创造主的。
In many occasions, he talked about he believed there's a creator in the universe.
有人去做统计，说是历年以来得到诺贝尔奖的这些科学家中间。
And so there's someone did a study, and among all the Nobel Prize winners,
三分之二的人都是相信这个世界有创造主。
Two-thirds believe there's a creator.
因为当你真的去，去面对这个宇宙，面对这个世界，去仔细观察的时候，你相信这样有秩序、这样美丽的世界。
And when you really facing this, the universe is so orderly.
不可能是这个随便随机这样碰撞这样产生出来。
It cannot be just by accident.
它一定是有一个充满智慧的创造主创造的。
It's a creator who's filled with wisdom and create the universe.
所以那个时候希腊的哲学家他们觉得这个整个宇宙的背后一定是有一个终极的原理的，他们就用 logos 来表示。
And so Greek philosophy used for the ultimate principle of the universe, so they describe using word logos.
好的，我们开始今天的经文之前，我们一起来做一个祷告。
So before we start today's verse, that let's pray.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
And dear Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你，你赐给我们这样美好的清晨，你召聚你的众儿女来到你的脚前，一起来聆听你的话语。
We want to thank you so much that you bring all your children come to worship you in this beautiful morning.
求你悦纳我们的赞美和我们的感恩。
Continue pleasing our worship and our thankfulness.
因为你配得我们一切的赞美。
You are worthy our worship.
我们把以下的时间仰望在你的手里面。
Continue to put the time into your hands.
愿你真的是用你的灵充满我们，让我们能够来到你的面前，真正的认识你。
So your spirit will fill our hearts, then we can really learn from your words.
感谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
We want to thank you. We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
比方说，这个希腊有一个哲学家叫做这个赫拉克利特。
And there's a philosopher, a Greek philosopher, I think name is a Heraclitus.
他认为 logos 就是宇宙的理性法则，是一切变化背后的统一原则。
So he believed that is a rational law of a cosmos is a unifying principle behind the all change.
我们更熟悉的哲学家，比方说柏拉图和亚里士多德。
And then we know another two is Plato and Aristotle.
他们认为这个 logos 是 灵魂和宇宙的联系。
And they believe logos is the link of soul and the cosmos.
也是逻辑与推理的基础。
And it's also the foundation of logic and reason.
斯多葛学派。
And so we talk about Stoic and logos.
他们认为呢 ，logos 是宇宙的理性灵魂。
And so they believe actually rational logos is the rational soul of the universe.
渗透万物。
And permeate all things.
赋予生命秩序
and actually providing order.
那我们读这个中文圣经的时候
So when we read the Chinese Bible,
我们发现中文圣经和合本是怎么样来翻译 logos 这个词的呢
So how the Chinese, the traditional Chinese translate logos?
我觉得翻译的工作人员他们真的是很有智慧他们从中国的传统的哲学中找到一个词来翻译。
And so they actually was very filled with wisdom when we tried to translate it. They use one word in Chinese to translate this word.
这个词就是道。
Then use the word 道。
跟 logos 很像。
It's very, very similar to logos.
这个道本身也是一个很常用的词。
And 道 is also a very common word that we can hear.
本身就是表示道路路径。
We talk about way.
后来呢又引申出来呢表达法则。
We also talk about impossible law and what principle.
后来又被中国的哲学家呢用来表达这个宇宙的本源。
You can also describe the origin of the universe.
比方说我们看中国的古代文献这个道德经。
And so if we see the 道德经。
上来就说道可道非常道。
And the 道 that cannot be told is not the eternal 道。
这个道呢在那里可以描述它但是又不能够完全的把它表达清楚。
So Tao is there, you can try to explain or describe it, but you can really not, is can only be experienced.
这个道不可言说，只能体悟。
Is ineffable, can only be experienced.
但是在今天我们要读的约翰福音里面呢
？So when we study the book of John,
约翰把对 logos 这个词的含义呢，又推进了一大步。
So actually, he used the logos actually help us to moving forward.
Logos 呢不仅是理性或者是法则
It's not only just a reason or the law or principle
不仅是离我们非常遥远的这个超越的一个存在
It's not very distant from us
不仅仅是一个没有人格的那种抽象的存在
And it's just a very 抽象是
Abstract
It's very abstract to hard to understand
而是这样一个宇宙的终极的原则这样的宇宙的创造主他居然变成了肉身
and this logos actually got made flesh
取了人的身体
and enter the history
甚至是变成一个真正的人
and become a real man
他是宇宙的创造主但是他本来是在宇宙之外的但是他进入到了他所创造的这个宇宙中
so he's a creator he's above but then he actually came as a man
他本来呢是创造时间创造历史的他在时间之外的
He created time, the history is beyond that.
但是他进入到了他所创造的时间历史中。
But he entered the time and entered the history.
我们今天的讲道呢分成三个部分。
So we're going to divide the three parts.
我们第一部分呢是永恒的道，神的本质。
The first one is eternal word, God's nature.
我们一起来读一章一节。
And let's read the John chapter 1:1.
太初有道，道与神同在。道就是神。哇，这上来就说太初。
And in the beginning.
这个词我们仔细去看的时候呢
When we really pay attention to this word.
它是一切这个被造的最开始的时候。
And they talk about the beginning of the all being created.
我们现在呢有更多的知识我们学习这个天体物理学的时候
And when we have more knowledge to learn about astrology
现在大部分的科学家都同意整个的宇宙包括它的物质空间时间
And the majority of scientists talk about the time and the space and the material
都是有一个起点的
And they all start at one point
那么在这个最最开始的时候
And from the very beginning
约翰讲
And John says,
太初有道。
And in the beginning, there was God, a word.
我们知道这个道呢，就是那个希腊文 logos.
And the word is a logos.
因为这个约翰呢，他写下约翰福音是面向讲希腊语的这些人写的，
When John wrote the book of John, actually his target was the people who speak Greek.
很多人呢，他们其实是有希腊哲学的这个文化背景在。
A lot of people they have a background of a philosophy of Greek.
所以这个约翰借用 Logos 的时候呢，可以帮助这些人去理解。
So he used Logos will help other people to understand.
约翰在这里说呢，太初有道，这个有，我们特别去仔细去分析这个动词它的时态的时候。
So when we really analyze what in the beginning was the word,
我们发现中文，不管是中文还是英文，在这个时候没有办法很好的能够表达它那个时态要表达的意思。
It doesn't matter in Chinese or English, it's very hard to describe the meaning.
这个动词在那里呢，它表示是一个持续性的一直发生的事情。
And the verbs right there talk about continuously.
它不是一个时间点。
And it's not only one point of time.
它不是在那个最开始的时候随着神创造宇宙万物同时那一个点被创造出来。
And it's not only talk about one point when the, at the creation.
而是它本来就是一直存在在那里。
And it's always eternally existed.
然后我们又看这个道它是有神性的。
And here talk about the, has a,there's a 神性
deity.
Has a deity there.
这个经文在这里说道与神同在。
And here talk about the word was with God.
然后又说道就是神。
And the word was God.
这个地方非常的有意思。
And this is very interesting.
首先他说道与神同在。
At first the word was with God.
我们看的时候呢就觉得它是有区隔的。Differentiation.
And there is a differentiation there.
这个 Logos, 这个道它跟神它是在一起的，但是我们从这个语言能够了解到它们是有区隔的。
And we are thinking they have their own
persons,
and even though the word was with God, they have their own persons.
对，这个他们是有不同的位格的，或者说这个直接的翻译就是有不同的人格的。
And then so direct translation, they are their own person.
但是紧接着他又说道就是神。
But then here says the word was God.
我们圣经启示我们告诉我们说神是一个三位一体的神。
And the Bible revealed to us that God is a Trinity God.
他这是一个极大的奥秘，我们在地球上我们看不到任何一个三位一体的其他的东西可以帮助我们理解。
It's a great mystery. We cannot see anything universe to help us to understand it.
但是包括这节经文，圣经不断的启示告诉我们。
And including this verse that Bible continues to reveal to us.
神他是独一的神。
And he is a unique God.
但是呢，他有三个不同的位格，不同的人格。
And there's a three persons in one.
就是父神、耶稣基督还有圣灵保惠师。
Father and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit.
到了这个第二节，我们一起来读。
And the second verse.
这道太初与神同在。
He was with God in the beginning.
这个地方又重复来强调这件事情。
And they continue to repeat and emphasize.
因为这件事情非常非常的重要。
And this is extremely important.
就是在那个最开始的时候，道就和神同在。
Because from the very beginning, he was with God.
我们看到这个位格的区别，这个和神与神同在的是面对面的在一起的感觉。
So when we talk about the personal distinction, it's a face to face with God.
显示这个父神和他的独生子这个第二个位格之间的位格的关系。
So show the personal relationship of God and Son.
然后我们一起来读第三节。
Verse 3.
万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made.
这个地方呢，告诉我们这个创造的那个时刻，那个过程里面，所有的东西都是通过这个道来造成的。
So talk about through him, all things were made.
然后紧接着，约翰用一个双重的否定句来强调这个事情。
And the double negative to emphasize this.
告诉我们。没有一样不是借着他造的。
And without him, nothing was made that has been made.
他是创造主。
He is the creator.
他是宇宙的创造者。
And he is the creator of the universe.
而且呢， 跟我们很有直接关系的。
And has a direct relationship with us.
我们等一下会看到，它也是生命的源头。
And he is the origin of the universe.
当我们读到这几节的时候，如果我们熟悉旧约的话。
And so if we read those verses when we're familiar with the Old Testament.
我们发现它跟这个旧约的第一卷书第一句话创世纪一章一节是呼应的。
And you can see there's a similarity, the Genesis chapter 1:1.
这里说起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
虽然旧约是用古希伯来语写的。
And even the Old Testament was written in Hebrews.
Hebrew.
Hebrews, right?
不加 S.
Hebrew.
新约是用希腊语写的。
And so the Old Testament, New Testament is written in Greek.
那么，但是呢，它的这个意思呢是完全是呼应的。
But then the meaning is very similar.
而且很重要的是，这个 Logos 它本来是话语的意思。
And so the interesting is a Logos it means word.
我们发现在这个创世纪里面呢。神说要有光就有了光。
And so Genesis talk about when there's a light, there's a light.
神创造的时候呢是通过他的话语创造。
And when God created, it's through his words.
说是神说有就有命立就立。
And so when God says it, then they will be done.
所以这个地方有一个很小的应用。
And so there's an application right here.
我们一定要注意我们自己说出来的话。
We have to pay attention to the words that we speak.
话语是有能力的。
And the words has power.
不要说伤害人的话。
And don't say anything to hurt others.
不要说亵渎神的话。
And don't say anything to blaspheme God.
也尽量不要说悲观消极的话。
And don't say anything negative or discouraging words.
要说赞美的话。
And when you say word that praise with a praise.
要说感恩的话。
And thankfulness.
因为话语本身它是有能力的。
Because the words have really have a power.
然后我们一起来读这个约翰福音一章四节。
And let's read verse 4.
这里说生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind.
这个 Logos, 它不光是整个宇宙万物的创造者。
And Logos is beside is the creator of the universe.
它也是生命的源头。
It's also the origin of universe.
在一切神所创造的万物里面生命特别是生命的高峰人是非常奇妙了不起的创造。
And so the creation of a man is a wonderful creation.
然后呢我们来到今天这个讲到的第二部分。
And then when we talk about the second part,
成了肉身的道。
The incarnate word,
神的爱。
Is God's love.
我们这个跳到约翰福音一章的十四节。
And let's jump to the verse 14.
我们一起来读。道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
The word became flesh and made his dwelling among us.
我们在了解这个宇宙有多么浩瀚的时候
When we try to comprehend how wonderful, how big the universe is.
我们在描述这个宇宙的尺度的时候用的是光年这样的单位。
And when we try to describe the universe, we talk about 光年是
light years.
Light years.
是光在真空中传播一年的距离。
And talk about the light speed across the time.
动不动我们观测到其他的星系离我们都有几百万甚至更远的光年的距离。
We talk about other universe with stars as a few millions of years.
这样一个创造主整个宇宙都没有办法承载他的创造主。
This creator, this universe cannot contain him.
他居然变成一个人。
And then the word became flesh.
取了人的身体
and took became a man
住在我们中间
and dwelling among us
然后希腊文在这里呢说他成了肉身肉身这个词特别强调是肉是有血有肉的这样的身体
Here said the word became flesh flesh means the physical flesh
很多时候呢有一些人错误的来解读觉得这个神的独生子他到了这个世界中他可能是 表现的像一个人的形象，但他其实并不是一个人。
And a lot of people describe it that maybe Jesus, when he came, is a manifest, appear to be a man, but it's not real man.
这个在早期教会的时候呢，是一个非常大的异端。
And so in the early church, that was an argument. It belonged to a cult.
但是很快的，教会就把这些人都赶出教会去。
And gradually, the people get rid of those wrong teaching.
这件事情为什么有那么重要
？Why it is so important？
这个 Logos 它是不是变成一个真正的人
？And so the Logos became a real flesh。
有什么影响呢
？What's the impact？
我们等一下回来看这个事情。
And we'll look at that later。
道成了肉身，这个 Logos 它成为人，它成为一个完全的人。
And so the Logos became a flesh, became a complete。A person, a human.
我们读圣经其他地方的时候，我们知道。
When we study other areas in the Bible.
后来呢，他降生为耶稣，他是降生在牲口棚里，降生在这个牲口吃草料的马槽里。
He was born in a manger.
我前几个星期呢，带领一个新的弟兄来做决志祷告。
And a few weeks ago, there was one brother. I took him to confess his sin to become a Christian.
我跟他讲起耶稣的时候呢，我说耶稣是降生在牲口棚里，降生在马槽里。
So I was sharing that with him that God Jesus was born in a manger.
然后这个弟兄呢就忍不住的在那里想要笑。
And so that person actually kind of cannot hold on to his laugh.
我觉得有点奇怪，我自己都开始有点紧张起来。
So I thought that was a little bit strange. I thought I was a little bit nervous why he had such a reaction.
还好，我最后讲完之后呢，带领他做了决志祷告。
So afterwards, I led him to pray about his to redeem his sin.
结果之后呢，他告诉我他为什么他是这样说的，他说。他自己也是降生在牲口棚里的。
So later he shared with me that he was also born in a place where raising the animals.
因为呢，他是在中国大陆啊，他是超生的。
So when in China he's the extra child that not supposed to have.
根据过去的这个政策呢。每个家庭呢只能有一个孩子。
So during the old policy, there's only one child in China.
他可能是第二个或者是第三个孩子。
He may be the second one or maybe the third one.
他必须要躲起来偷偷的降生。
So his mother have to hide him and to bring him in a secret.
否则呢会有一些可怕的后果。
And there will be a horrible consequence.
所以呢还是降生在这个牲口棚里。好像不是马槽里，但是是在牲口棚里。
But he, so he was born where the animal area.
所以他可能比我们其他的人更能够理解这个 Logos 他变成一个人是以多么卑微的一个方式来到我们中间。
So he probably understand that more than all of us because how Jesus was born in a humble way.
但是这个取了完全的人的身体的 Logos 他依然也是神。
But the God became man, but he still remained God.
所以我们有一个经典的问题，就是那么耶稣基督他到底是百分之多少的人，百分之多少的神呢
？So the challenge question is how what's the percentage he's a man, what's the percentage he's God?
所以大家呢要记住我这个标准答案。
So what is the right answer?
就是耶稣基督他是百分之百的神，也是百分之百的人。
100% man, 100% God.
那么这个 Logos 这个道它为什么要变成肉身呢
And but what's the purpose of incarnation?
它的目的是什么呢
What is the purpose?
我们一起来读这个约翰福音三章十六节
And let's read John 3, chapter 3, verse 16.
这里说神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son.
这个原因就是神的爱
And the reason is his love.
因为神知道我们远离他之后我们靠着自己这个败坏的这种有限的努力是没有办法克服罪
And we cannot overcome sin once we left him
能够恢复跟神原有的关系的
Cannot reconcile the relationship with God
神给我们唯一的 也是完全的救赎的方案呢，就是要牺牲他自己的独生子。
The complete or perfect redemption is sacrifice his own son.
圣经里面的不断的用父和独生子的关系呢，来比喻这个三位一体中第一个位格和第二个位格之间的关系。
And in the Bible, numerous times talk about the father and son, the two persons.
用这个独生子呢，来表达他的这个唯一性和他的这个重要性。
And the begotten son talk about his uniqueness and importance.
道成肉身是有这些以下的意义的。
And so the become a flesh has a significant meaning.
其实神是无所不知的。
And God knows everything.
但是呢，神通过让这个 Logos 变成一个人。
And Logos became flesh.
完全的经历人的痛苦。
Complete experience our suffering.
可以让我们真的确信神理解我们的痛苦。
And so we know God understands our pain.
这个耶稣基督他体验过我们的软弱，让我们知道神体验了我们的软弱。
So Jesus experienced our weakness, the human's weakness, so he God experienced our weakness.
而且因为这个耶稣基督他自己变成人变成的那样的完全。
And so because he's a perfect man.
他不光能够体验痛苦体验软弱。
And besides he understands our pain and experienced our weakness.
甚至他可以被试探，他是有可能犯罪的。
He could be tempted and probably can be sinned as well.
那么他在试探面前没有犯罪才是真正有意义的。
And so it is very meaningful, even though he was tempted, he never sinned.
正因为他受过试探而没有犯罪，正因为他这个神性 deity 和这个 humanity 人性完美的结合。
And so because he was tempted, never sinned, and the as a perfect man and perfect deity.
这个Logos.变成了耶稣基督才可以承担我们的罪。
So Logos became flesh, understand, and can bear our sin.
在这个希伯来书四章十五节。
And in Hebrew chapter 4:15.
这里说，因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱。
And so we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weakness.
他也曾凡事受过试探。
But we have one who has been tempted in every way.
与我们一样。
And just as we are,
只是他没有犯罪。
Yeah, he did not sin.
这个带给我们巨大的安慰。
And that really brings a lot of comfort.
让我们知道神是一个有同理心的神。
And God is a God with empathy.
他不是一个遥远的神。
He's not very distant from us.
他是贴近我们的神。
He's very close to us.
他不是一个创造了宇宙万物之后，安排好这一切所有的东西的运行之后，就在那里冷眼旁观的神。
And he's not the, just only the creator, just sitting over there watching us.
他是非常近的在观察关心这一切的。
And so besides he's close and watching us, he really cares about us.
他特别是关心我们的。
Especially care about us.
甚至在这个必要的时候，他进入到他所创造的世界。
And so even when it's needed that he came, this world became flesh.
变成一个被造物。
And became a creator.
我们来到今天讲到的第三个部分。
So then we're going to talk about the third part.
就是住在我们中间的道是神的同在。
The dwelling word, God's presence.
在我们前面这个读的第十四节的第二部分呢，这里说住在我们中间。
And so the verse 14 talk about he is dwelling among us.
道成了肉身住在我们中间。
He is came as a flesh living among us.
神他不再是遥不可及的，而是与我们同住的。
And he is no longer unreachable, but he is dwelling among us.
我们在之前的讲到的时候，我们说神的那种圣洁是不可以跟有罪的人直接的接触的。
And we talk about God's holiness cannot be with the people's sin.
那个接触的时候可能会有破坏性的力量发出来。
And there's when it contact, there will be very explosive things may happen.
但是这样的 Logos, 这样的神降生在一个婴儿，降生成为一个婴儿。
And so this Logos became a baby.
在他母亲的怀抱里面。
And in the mother's womb, I mean mother's arm.
完全是跟这个人在一起生活的。
And to live like a man.
这个是我们超乎想象力的一件事情。
Beyond our understanding and imagination.
对于犹太人来说呢，他们看到住在我们中间的时候呢，他们又有一个另外的一个事情从旧约中能够被想起来。
So in the among Jews, they can think about something in the Old Testament.
就是住在我们中间的这个原本的这个词的意思呢，是在我们中间支搭帐篷。
And so the dwelling among us is talk about is a build a tent.
就好像旧约的时代，神陪着以色列人出埃及，有这个会幕，神支搭帐篷，跟犹太人跟以色列人住在一起一样。
And so then during the
Exodus.
So that the God's with a Jew that the in the living in the tabernacle.
在这个第十四节的下半句，我们一起来读。
So let's look the verse 14, the second part.
我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and the only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
在这里呢，这个约翰说我们的时候，他指的是耶稣基督的门徒跟太多，你看。
Here when we talk about us, we talk about Jesus' disciples.
那这些门徒是跟耶稣基督一起生活，一起事工，大概有三年的时间。
And so those disciples lived with Jesus for about 3 years.
他们见过这个 Logos 的荣光。
They have seen that glory.
而且约翰在这里呢，再一次的来重申，这是父独生子的荣光。
And talk about this is the glory of the one and only Son.
那么这些具体有哪些荣光呢？
And so what kind of glory?Are listed here.
我们在耶稣的话语中，
we can see the glory in his words.
在他的行为中，
in his actions.
在他的品格中，
also his characters.
这也是我们接下去要用一系列的这个讲道来讲约翰福音。我们
so after today we're going to use a serious lesson to talk about the book of John.
我们要来全面的学习耶稣基督。他的话语，他的行为，他的品格。
We want to learn about his words, action, and character in this book.
那么，在这个后面呢，十四节的这个有一句话说：“充充满满的有恩典，有真理。”
And second part talk about the word became flesh and made his dwelling among us.
我之前读这节经文的时候呢，这个恩典和真理这两个词并列。
And so later, when we read about full of grace and truth are listed together,
没有。给我特别深的印象。
I was not very impressed at that time.
我觉得就是两个很美好的词放在这里。
I just thought that was a very good words, a list over there.
但是我后来呢，在这次准备讲章的时候。
So when I was preparing this lesson.
我发现恩典和真理这两件事情它们本身非常的重要。
And so then I realized grace and truth are extremely important.
而且更重要的是他们是在这里呢是并列在一起的。
And the most important, they are listening together.
恩典是什么？恩典就是白给的礼物。
And so what is a grace? It's almost like is a free gift.
我们最大的这样的恩典，这样的礼物呢，就是作为罪人的我们可以由没有犯罪的耶稣基督来代替这样的死。
The biggest gift that God has given to us is the sinner that God is perfect, died for us.
那么真理是什么呢？
So what is grace?
真理就是要严格的分清什么是真的，什么是假的。
And truth is to talk about what is real, what is not.
什么是对的，什么是错的。
What is right, what's wrong.
那么做正确的事情得到奖赏。
And so when you do the right thing, you get a reward.
那么做错误的事情要得到受到惩罚。
And you be penalized that when you do things wrong.
如果我们只讲恩典，
If we only talk about grace,
不讲真理，
We don't talk about truth.
那是廉价的爱。
It's a very cheap love.
那是溺爱。
And it's a spoiled love.
但是当我们只讲真理，不讲恩典的时候，
But when we only talk about truth without grace,
那是非常冷酷的律法。
And it's a very cold law.
所以圣经在这里。
So Bible here,
告诉我们恩典和真理要一起来平衡的来看。
We need to balance the grace and truth.
那么耶稣基督呢，也在另外一个地方他自己讲。
And Jesus also said this.
他说我就是道路真理生命。
And I am the way and the truth and the life.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
No one come to the Father except through me.
我们再往回跳一点点。
And so we go back to verse 10.
我们一起来读一章十节。
And verse 10.
是他在世界，世界也是借着他造的，世界却不认识他。
He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the worldDid not recognize him.
这个是多么可悲的一个讽刺。
And that was so sad.
这个 Logos 万物是借着他造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。
So the Logos that he was in the, but he made the world.
那么他呢，来到这个世界中。
And he came as a flesh.
这个世界却不认识他。
But the world did not recognize him.
不承认他。
And did not identify him.
第十一节我们一起来读。
And verse 11.
他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
He came to the which was his own, but his own did not receive him.
这是多么可悲的一件事情。
That is extremely sad.
但是到了第十二节呢，这里给我们转折的希望。
And there's a turning point in verse 12.
我们一起来读：凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
Yet to all who did not receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
接待呢，是欢迎他进入我们的生命。
And so receive means that to accept and welcome into our life.
不仅仅是头脑的知识。
It's not just only a knowledge.
而是心灵的接纳。
And it's the, through our heart acceptance.
信他的名。
And we need to believe in his name.
这个名为什么重要呢？
Why the name is so important?
这个对于犹太人来说，这个名呢，不光是一个人的这个一个代号。
And so for Jews, it's also identity.
他表示这个位格他的本质还有他的权柄。
It's a person, essence, and authority.
我们相信耶稣的名的时候呢，是信靠耶稣的全部的身份和他的工作。
So when we say his name, we're trusting Jesus' complete identity and work.
所以我们具体相信他的名，相信什么呢？
So when we say we believe in his name, what do we really believe?
相信耶稣是神的儿子。
And we believe he's a son of God.
相信他为我们的罪而死。
He died for our sin.
相信他从死里复活。
He rose from the dead.
然后
，afterwards，
他就赐给我们权柄，做神的儿女。
He gave the authority to become children of God.
本来我们被创造的时候就是神的儿女。
And when we were created, we were children of God.
但是后来因为我们自己离开了神
，but we sinned and we left God.
就像前两周我们讲到这样一个浪子。他要离开他的父亲，他要出去挥霍这一切的财产。
And two weeks ago, we were talking about the a prodigal son that left his father.
但是呢，当我们接受耶稣基督、信他名的时候
，When we receive Jesus, believe in His name,
他就赐给我们权柄，重新的来做神的儿女。
And He gave our a right to become children of God.
享有神家中的权利。
So we receive that the privilege in God's family.
你愿意接待他吗？
Are you willing to receive him?
你愿意信他的名吗？
Are you really want to believe his name?
你愿意拥有这样的权柄做神的儿女吗？
Do you really like to have that right to become children of God?
在讲到的最后呢，我们一起来背这半节的经文。
So let's memorize a half of the verse in verse 14.
我们一起来读三遍。
And let's read three times.
然后就有考试。
And then we'll test you.
我们一起来读，道成了肉身，住
在
我
们中
间，充充满满的有恩典有真理。
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理。
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，
充
充
满
满
的
有
恩
典
有
真
理。
准备好了吗？请你向旁边的人来背诵出来。
OK。道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有真理有恩典。
大家背得很快。
And you memorize very quickly.
好的，我们一起来低头做一个祷告。
So let's pray together.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Dear Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你，你赐给我们你的独生子。
We want to thank you for giving us your begotten Son.
让我们能够通过它拥有这样的，让我们可以通过它拥有这样的权柄，能够重新做你的儿女。
And through him, then we have a privilege to become your children.
啊，你是如此的超越。
You're such a supreme God.
啊，你是创造宇宙万物的主。
And you are the creator of the universe.
你是生命源头的主。
And you're the origin of the life.
但是你却因为爱我们的缘故。
Because you love us so much.
你取了肉身。
And you took as a flesh.
住在我们中间。
And dwell among us.
主啊，愿意我们更多的认识你。
Well, we really want to know you more.
愿意我们更多的亲近你。
And closer to you.
请你让我们来接待你。
And continue to accept you, receive you.
让我们来相信你的名。
And to believe in your name.
愿意你给我们这样的权柄，让我们做神的儿女。
And give us such a privilege to become children of God.
感谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
We want to thank you and pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.